Last week's unseasonably warm weather brought some unwelcome visitors into my home that aren't usually here in February. Ants. Homeowners know they can hide nearly anywhere, and they come marching in from every nook and cranny. They've colonized almost every ecological niche on almost every landmass on Earth. In fact, the only places on the planet lacking indigenous ants are Antarctica and a few remote and inhospitable islands. Worldwide, scientists have presently identified more than 12,000 species, but researchers estimate there may be as many as 22,000 species total. Those numbers are impressive, but they're even more so when you consider that ants contribute between 15 and 25% of the terrestrial animal biomass, which is the amount of living matter on Earth. They exceed that of the vertebrates, which includes all 7 billion of us humans. Estimates of their global populations range from 10,000 trillion to a quadrillion, which is a million trillion. Though counting ants is difficult, and these estimates could be off by a good few zeros, it's pretty safe to say that ants are the most numerous insects in the world. Maybe that's because ants show an advanced level of social organization. Scientists call them eusocial, which means a single female produces the offspring and non-reproductive individuals cooperate in caring for the young. Ant communities are headed by a queen whose function is to lay thousands of eggs ensuring the colony's survival. Workers, which are the ants probably parading through my house just now, are wingless females that never reproduce. They just forage for food, care for the queen's offspring, work on the nest, and protect the community. Male ants often have only one role, mating with the queen. Ants use their antennae to smell, touch, feel, and communicate with one another through chemicals called pheromones that can raise the alert for danger. These pheromones can also lead a team to promising food sources like a dead earthworm, some flower nectar, or the unfinished candy bar my son left underneath the couch. Maryland has 5 common ant species, including acrobat ants, which have a heart-shaped abdomen, carpenter ants, which have wings, odorous house ants, which smell of rotten coconut, thief ants, which steal the eggs of other ant species, and pavement ants, which are the most common household ones. They are all nuisances in the home, since they can contaminate food rather quickly. But outdoors, ants are incredibly beneficial to us. They move more earth about than earthworms, and they reduce the spread of disease by clearing away dead things, big and small. Though most global ant species range in size from just 0.75 millimeter to about the size of a small paperclip, the largest recorded came from Titanomyrma giganteum. Its fossil was found in Wyoming in 2011. The gigantic prehistoric queen ant was the size of a hummingbird and had a wingspan the same length as a number 2 pencil. I shudder to think how much weight an insect like that could pick up, since it's true what they say. An ant can lift 20 times its own body weight. This allows it to collect and carry food as well as fight off intruders with its legs and mandibles. If my daughter, who's in first grade, was as strong as one of the ants hauling pieces of her half-finished powdered donut across our kitchen floor, she would be able to pick up a car. I won't resort to spraying these ants, however annoying they may be, because I have an immense amount of respect for them. Why is that? Scientists believe that ants first arose 110 to 130 million years ago. That means they're as old as dinosaurs. And it also means that they have been resilient enough to have already survived a mass extinction event. Wow. You can learn more about our listening area's fascinating insects by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.